Hello.
Hello.
It's December 7th, 2015. We're here with wonderful Dallas, our teacher. And the subject of this month is...
Choice.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, it's so nice to see gods and goddesses. And I hope that that's finally sinking into your consciousness, that you're connected to this thing that everyone refers to as God. You can say God, you can say the universe, you can say a power for good. It doesn't matter. But the thing is, you have to realize that you're connected to something. We are not alone. This teaching teaches unity, not separation. The world teaches separation. And most religions, brand name religions, teach separation, because they teach you that this thing called God is somewhere else. Is somewhere else, and God is not somewhere else. God is right here, right now. God is not resting somewhere on a cloud, or is God living in a place called heaven. If you want to live in a place called heaven, you must choose to do that, you see. So there comes the word choice, which everyone seems to be a little bit afraid of, the idea of choice, because they're afraid they'll make the wrong one. You can't make the wrong choice, and if you do make the wrong choice, you can choose again. I think I've told you that 100 times. A Course in Miracles, that's what A Course in Miracles is all about, is to choose, to learn to choose and choose again. If it's not working for you, choose again. You see, there's infinite possibilities out there. And simply because we choose the wrong thing, we don't have to live with it. I don't know where you people were born. Where I was born, once you did anything, you had to live with it the rest of your life. There was no correcting it. There was no choosing again. You choose that, now you live with it. You see? And I'm telling you to choose and choose again. If the choice you have made is not working for you, then decide to choose again. That's all it's about. It's certainly not about guilt and shame, and it's not about perseverance and all that stuff. Whatever we were taught as children and what religion has left behind, the residue of everything, we don't have to put up with that anymore. You see? You don't have to. What you have to do is say, I am one with this thing called God. I'm one with this thing called the universe, and I'm one with the only power in the universe, and that power is a power for good. And I am one with that good. Therefore, I must be good. Therefore, I must be good. I don't know, in this class or years ago, I suggested, you know what everyone was doing, gratitude books and writing gratitude books and so forth. I suggested you write a therefore book. You know, you can use the word therefore, attach it to anything, therefore, and then you can change your thinking about things. And that's all we're trying to do here. Now, before I get into this, I want to, well, Jerry asked what it was. It's December 7th. December 7th, 1941. I was not born. I was not born until 1943. So it was 2 years into the war, and then I was born. I'm bringing up that situation today because most people don't even remember Pearl Harbor. They don't remember all that stuff. I'm not saying it's good or bad to remember, but we have to honor those people. We have to honor them in some way. And we have to say, let's never allow this to happen again. Let's not allow this to happen again. We have to be able to choose differently. Every time something happens, we say, oh, well, kill them or we'll go to war. You can choose something different. You do not have to choose that route. Just because people have been choosing that route for centuries does not mean that we have to continue to choose the same route. We can look at things differently now and see things differently. But Pearl Harbor was a big event in human history. And it was an awful event in human history. And I'm not saying we go back and do it over or any of that stuff. What I'm saying is it was an event that we have to honor. We have to honor that event and all the people that made it possible for us to be here today. All the young people. And the people in Pearl Harbor, they were 18-year-old kids. They were 18-year-old kids. They didn't know what they were doing. So let's choose not to have war again. Let's choose to be able to resolve conflicts in a whole new and different way so that we don't have all this strife going on around the world. We have to be able to choose differently, to raise up in consciousness where we can see with the eyes of this thing that we call God. I had the other week, in fact twice in the 1 week, 7-day Adventist knock on my door. I said, come in. She wanted to know what I thought about war and why God was allowing it. I said, well, first of all, I don't like war, and second of all, God has nothing to do with it whatsoever. And then she read a few verses in the Bible or whatever she was carrying. And I said, well, all that is all well and good. But I said, do you remember what Jesus said? She goes, no. What did he say? I said, he said, if you want to destroy your enemy, love them. And as soon as you love anything, it's destroyed. It's no longer there. You know, if you love your enemy, then they're no longer your enemy, are they? So you have to learn to love everybody and everything that's going on. And that's a choice also. Well, I don't know why, when we were growing up, excuse me, or in school, that no one said, you know, you have a choice. We marched the line, or at least I did, because we were not allowed to debate any authority whatsoever. You know, they were, and my parents would say that, that's a policeman. You can't do that. That's your teacher. You can't do that. You know, they gave them. Which is true. I think we have to respect all those people. But we have to know that we have a choice in all of this. We don't have to go down the road with everybody else. We can choose out of anything. So, in your life, why they didn't teach it, I thought that would be a marvelous thing to learn in high school, that you had a choice. We just were puppets of our conditioning and marched around thinking that we were living and that's the way life was and so forth. But now we find out that life isn't that way. That you can choose these different things. The same way that so many people never think of that if you're born into a religion, most people stay in that religion the rest of their lives. Now, if the religion is serving you, all well and good, but if it's not, you can choose out of it. But you would say that in my small town, and they would say, but we were always Methodists. We were always Baptists. The whole family's Baptist. You can't, you know, you couldn't change. Same way with politics. the Snyders were always Republicans. So you couldn't be anything but a Republican. That you didn't have a choice there. But when you realize you have a choice and you can choose out of these things, use that as a wonderful, wonderful tool again for your mind and for what you want from your own life to be able to choose instead of just taking anything that comes down the pike to you. No, I don't want that. Oh, you see, you can choose out of anything. It's done with choice, and why we were never taught that we had a choice is beyond me. I didn't know that till maybe almost 40 years old. I was almost 40 years old before I realized, my goodness, I have a choice here. I don't have to think this way. I don't have to act this way. I don't have to believe what my family believes, or the school that I went to, or my small town. I can choose past all those things. And that's what you want to be able to do in your life. Choose. And this is a wonderful holiday to put this into place for you. This is a very stressful holiday for people because they do not realize that they can choose out of it. And they have to join with everybody else. They have to send Christmas cards. They have to get presents. They have to do the tree or what, all that stuff. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of that, but do it because you want to, that you choose to put up the tree. I'm not putting up a tree this year. I'm choosing not to. And I'm not feeling one bit sad or bad about it. It's the season that I like. And, of course, it's the music of this time of year. I love the music of this time of year. But I'm choosing not to go to department stores, not to go to any stores. I don't want to be around all that hoorah and all those people pushing and shoving and whatever they're doing and saying this is Christmas. This is the holiday. Everyone does this in Mali. No, you can choose not to do it. You can choose not to do it. The worst thing around the holidays is people feel they have to have family around them. I chose past that one a long time ago. I like my family, but I don't want to sit down to a meal with them. More a holiday with them because they're doing a completely different thing than I am doing. I am choosing to celebrate this season the way I want to celebrate it, the way I want to see it, so that I can bring into my life all these promises that we heard since childhood, you know, the idea of peace on earth. All the things that we've heard, but no one told us we could choose them, did they? We can choose to have peace on earth all the time by being peaceful ourselves and by choosing peace constantly in our lives. The other thing that we want to do in this season, and all seasons, by the way, is choose love. Just keep choosing love and watch everything else disappear. Because love dissolves any obstacles that are out there. And you can choose to love something instead of trying to resist it or whatever you're trying to do. Just look at it. Oh, okay, I can love that. Choose to love. And you'll see a difference in your life. You'll see a difference in this whole season that we call Christmas. It won't be so crazy for you then. So many people don't enjoy the holiday because they make it crazy. They become frantic, don't they? They rush around like chickens with their heads cut off. And then they think this is Christmas. It can't be a time of good tidings and so forth if people are getting stressed out, that's not what this is for. And then let's talk a moment and choose not to feel guilty about anything. Because in this season, there are more suicides than any other season of the year. Because people choose to believe that they're bad because they can't afford a gift. They're bad because they can't. Whatever they're... It's not right. You have to choose peace and love throughout the year. This is a wonderful time to bring it in. Now, you know, we only have, 3 weeks or something before it's a new year. So if you know you only have 3 weeks of a year left, why don't you make it the best 3 weeks of your whole life and choose to make it good for yourself? Choose to believe all the stuff that you hear, and not everything. Choose to believe this teaching and say, I'm going to make it work for me. And I have 3 weeks to believe, and then I'm going to sail through 2016 in a wonderful state of mind. In a wonderful state of mind. But you have to choose that and not buy in to what the world is telling you constantly. You see, I think it's dreadful what goes on. I get very not completely upset, but I get something because I see them, advertisements. They're trying to convince you constantly to buy something, to do something, you know? It's not good. I feel sorry for people, and especially little kids, who see all that stuff on television, hear all that stuff, and then their parents may not be able to afford everything for them. I don't think it's fair. You see? So choose that too. Choose not to do that. Choose to see this whole thing of Christmas completely different. Now, the Christian church does a season, they call this season the season of Advent. And this Sunday would be the first Sunday in Advent. And they go on about whatever that is, and they decorate differently, and they do all kinds of things. Nothing wrong with any of those rituals, by the way. Nothing wrong with any ritual, as long as you realize it's a ritual. You see, I think there's nothing more dramatic than a high mass. It's wonderful. And I can get a great deal out of it. When I used to go down to the cathedral, Angel something, Lady of the Angels, Lady of the Angels, the big new church that Mahoney built. Our Lady of the Angels, isn't it? Yeah. Nothing wrong with that either. And they do a wonderful thing. And on the way here, when I picked up Rose in her neighborhood, it's decorated beautifully, isn't it, Rose? We love looking at those decorations. And that's part of it, you see. This season is a season to bring light into your life. That's why we have lights everywhere and sparkling lights. Because winter, especially in the East, is dead. Everything in the East now is dead. You know, or at least looks dead. Do you know the trees and the plants? None of them. So, they made this holiday season sparkly. And they brought light into it. I think they even call it the season of light, some people. Because we're trying to bring light. But that light on the outside, you have to learn to bring that light into yourself so that you feel good on the inside, to light up your inside and to see things differently, to choose to see things differently. Very subtle, but that's what we have to do. We have to learn to choose differently. To choose differently. Now, I'll say one thing about the holiday season, Christmas and so forth, that it was Jesus' birthday. That's an absolute lie. Jesus did have a birthday, but it was in the summer, I think, or spring. It was never in the winter. But they just did that to make it convenient for themselves. Now, that makes no difference whatsoever. But who cares if it's January or June, July, whatever. I don't care. But they changed things. What was the one thing that changed in maybe your lifetime? Franklin Delano Roosevelt changed Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving used to be on a different date.
Really?
Pardon? You never knew that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the date?
Well, it would have to be in the 40s or something.
But when she changed it, I mean, from what to what?
Well, I don't know. It was what dates I could look it up for you. Too bad Andy went home, see?
Isn't it on a Thursday, though?
It's always on a Thursday.
It's always on Thursday. So it's like the last Thursday of the month. Thursday,
but it used to be something else, and Roosevelt had it changed.
Why did...
Well, I don't know why. I don't remember the part why. Can you look it up?
I'll do it right now.
The original. But you see, they were saying, well... As long as you're choosing to celebrate, who cares if you make when you make Thanksgiving? You know, doesn't matter. It's just a day, people. Now let's talk about that for a moment. Do you think that this thing we call God knows what day it is? Absolutely not. Why doesn't God know that?
Because we made up.
Well, we make it up, yes, but it's because God only lives in the now. God only knows the now. He doesn't know it's Wednesday, Thursday, or it's last week sometime. Only in the now. And that's why we call this thing God, a living God. Because it only lives in the now. And that's what we're trying to do, isn't it? We're trying to live in the now. So we must choose that also. Choose to see what it would be like to live in the now. Now, what does that mean exactly? That means that when you're sitting still or walking or whatever you're doing, that you're in the moment, that you're seeing what's around you, the taste, the smells and all. Most people, their mind is somewhere else. They're worried about their children or their, did I leave the iron on at home? Did this happen? Did that happen? You know? But you must choose to stay in the now. It's a wonderful concept. Sometimes a little difficult to obtain. But just keep trying. Just keep doing it. So you can do it anymore. How about the meditation? Are you choosing to meditate still? Good. So we have to choose. Everything is a choice in life. And why we have never been taught that is absolutely beyond me. Now, the marvelous thing about choosing is you can choose not to. I choose not to do that. I'm sorry. Now, I don't have to go down and do everything that everybody else does. I can choose out of those things so that you can then realize that you are an individual. You are an individual connected to everything, but you're an individual. And you can choose out of anything, or you can choose in to anything you want. At the present moment, I'm choosing not to believe one thing that I hear about the Muslims. Mm-hmm. I'm choosing not to do it. I don't happen to know a Muslim, you know. Does anyone here know a Muslim? You know one? Mm-hmm. Well, then good. I think it's wonderful that we have these. But we have to choose to see them differently. The news media is telling us only about the bad eggs in the barrel, or apples in the barrel, or whatever. They're not telling you the truth about the Muslims. And they're getting quite a bit of distance with it. You know, they're really pushing it and pushing it because they're trying to convince you that all Muslims are bad. Now, apparently, they got to this friend of yours, Donald Trump, because he's saying ban them. They're not allowed in the country. You cannot do things like that. He can say all that stuff, but that would go immediately to the Supreme Court, and they would strike it down. They would strike it down. I was talking earlier about Roosevelt, Franklin. He came up with many plans. I think he just made up things and threw them on the wall. And if they stuck, it was all right. If they didn't, he didn't care. Because the Supreme Court, I don't know how many things they struck down of his. It didn't bother him. He said, okay, we'll try something else. He chose to try something different. He chose to try something different. And that's what we must do. He didn't get all caught up. Well, that was my idea. I think it was a grand idea. And we really have to do it. And it'll be great for America and this. If the Supreme Court says you can't do it, he said, okay, I'll just go to the next thing. And that's what we must learn to do in our lives. Go to the next thing. Don't dwell on something and work with something that's not working. And so many people want to do that in their life. They want to keep and say, oh, I can make this work. You're never going to make it work. It's just not going to work. But people still, oh, I can make that work. No, you can't. You know, choose to give that idea up and find a new idea. Choose a better idea. Choose a better way. You see, that's what this teaching is all about, you know. It's just choosing a better way to go through life than most people do. See, most people go through life exactly the same way that their parents did and their grandparents did. You see, they never realized that they could choose out of those things. So I don't know why they do that. It must be, maybe they feel safer that they don't have to think. You know, you have to put a little thinking into all of this. And so many people would just as decide, oh, let them do the deciding. I'll choose. You have to choose for yourself, and you have to see these different things that are in your life that are not working, and choose to let them go. Choose to let them go. I talked about the Course in Miracles at the beginning, and I'll say this, what I learned, another thing I learned from the Course in Miracles is, and I think it's their first lesson, nothing in this room means anything. Nothing in this room means anything. Nothing in your life means anything except the meaning you choose to give it. You see? And the older I get, the more freeing that is to realize that doesn't mean anything. I'm not going to take it personally. I'm choosing not to take it personally. It means nothing. Because in the grand scheme of things, what does it mean? What does it all mean? We're all going to die. hate to tell you, we in this teaching we use the word transition to soften that whole thing of dying. We say, oh no, I'm going to make my transition like where from your feet up, it's just going to keep making this transition. No, you're going to be dead. Now, I haven't been dead, so I don't know what that's going to entail. Will I remember all this stuff? I don't know. Will I think it all means something? When you're about ready to make your transition, surely you realize nothing means anything, really. Nothing means anything. The only thing that means anything is love. And love between two people, I think, is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It makes you whole, and it gives you a purpose. So, choose to do those things. Choose to love each other.
And it makes you feel good.
It makes you feel good. And don't we want to feel good all the time? Which is a thing we've never been taught either, that you can feel good all the time. This thing called God feels good all the time, and if you're one with God, therefore, you must feel good all the time also. God doesn't take anything personally, and God doesn't think anything is more important than anything else. We get into trouble when we think, oh, that's bigger, so it must mean more. No, because it's bigger doesn't mean it means more, you see. Doesn't do little things, simple blessings and stuff, means just as much, you see. So choose those things. Choose to think differently. Choose to see life simply, just as it's just a wonderful thing. And you can go through life feeling great about yourself and choosing to always be filled with love and joy and peace. We can do that for ourselves. And you don't have to belong to any religion or any group to be able to do that. You have to choose for yourself. You know, so many people, and I don't know if they still do it, but they used to, and I'm sure they still do. Many people think salvation comes through affiliation. It doesn't. First of all, you're already saved. You don't need salvation. Wherever they came up with that idea that everyone has to repent or whatever they do, or whatever they say to have a successful life, is absolutely ridiculous. Now, in metaphysics, when we see it in the Bible, and it says, repent, repent. I think we used to see that in the street signs, didn't we? Didn't they used to have people walking with big placards that said, repent? Well, anyway, metaphysically in the Bible, when you see the word repent, it means to change your mind. That's all repent means. To change your mind. But people add other things into it all the time. And it doesn't work that way. It works by choosing. I choose to see things differently. I choose to hold myself in the highest of esteem. These are the things. So many people are waiting for somebody else to hold them in self-esteem. It's not going to work. You know, no one's ever held me in high esteem that I know of. But I choose to hold myself there. I make that decision. I choose. So choosing is a very powerful thing in your life. And so many people have no idea that they have a choice. You always have a choice. And you have to realize that. Everyone knows the old adage when we say, all things are possible with God. Well, if all things are possible with God, all things must be possible with you. But we get into our minds and we think, oh, no, there's no way out of this. There's always a way out of everything. There's always a way out of everything. And this thing called God wants to show you that way. So we must choose to allow that to happen. My dear friend Betty, 30 years ago or more, Betty's made her transition. In other words, she's dead. In case you're not keeping up. But anyway, Betty gave me three items, and I've often told them to you, and they came from her, and it is, I'm always divinely guided. I always take the right turn in the road, and God always makes a way where there appears to be no way. You see, we can't see that stuff. We can't see what God has plan for us, but we have to choose to believe that something is always happening for our good. For our good. You see. So all things work for good. All things work for good. And you have to remember that, especially when you're thinking, oh, this isn't working. That I sit down and I say, oh, listen. All things are working for good and for my good. And then things change around right away. Things change for you. So choose to believe those things. Choose, especially in these next 3 weeks, just keep choosing and choosing so that you can enter 2016 different. You can become different in the new year. Give up all that stuff that your mind tells you is important. Give up the idea that your mind tells you, this is who I am. I don't know who I am. I may never know who I am. But I'm having a good time. And that's what counts, you see. And one day, I may know who I am. When I say that, I may know who I am, I may know that I am an ambassador for this thing called God. You see? The one that I love to choose to say all the time and to believe is, I am about my Father's business. I am about my Father's business. Not my own, my Father's business. And if you keep saying that to yourself and you keep looking at that and choose to see that differently, your life will change, you see, because this thing called God will come to your aid. At least I have found that in my life. That there, now I don't know what that, no idea what God looks like. I'm quite sure that God is not a person. I'm quite sure that God has no physical qualities like we do. God is an intelligence. God is an energy. God is a wisdom. God is a power. You see? And that is why we have that in the Bible also. No man will ever see the face of God. Why is that? Because God doesn't have a face, people. God doesn't have a face. You can't see something that's not there. See? But we can see the power of that. We can see the power all the time. No one has ever seen the wind. But you see the effects of the wind. And you see the power of the wind. But you don't see the wind. You don't see it. You may be able to feel the wind. But you can feel this thing called God also. You just have to choose to do it, to believe it, you see. I think so many of us are afraid to say that because we're afraid somebody's going to laugh at us. You know? You know, people like to ridicule you for being religious or for being spiritual. Let them laugh. Let them laugh. Make your life what you wanted to by choosing to do it. By choosing to do it. So many people do not know where they're going, do not know what they want, do not know anything. Why? Because they don't choose. They have to choose. Paula read a wonderful book years ago called The Power of Decision by Raymond Charles Barker. And in that, Raymond Charles said, once you make a decision, the whole universe comes and backs you up in that decision. And this is absolutely true. I have proven it to myself. I don't know how many times. Now, what happens with that decision? Most people cannot bring themselves to make a decision because they think they'll make the wrong decision. So they don't make any decision. You must choose. Make a decision. Choose what you want. You see? And the universe will come to your aid. It always has for me. So I know that I am not special. I would like to think I was, but I'm not. But I use that constantly in my life. I choose to believe that. I choose to believe that there is a power out there that wants to help me at every moment of my life. And it wants to help me because it is me and I am it. Does that make sense to you? It is me and I am it. We're best friends. That's how you have to look at it. I'm best friends with this thing. But the noise comes in because of the world. The world is always teaching us something different. I hear constantly when I turn on that television how bad the world is and how awful the world is. And it's not, people. It is not. I was out walking the other day and I was looking around in the trees and this weather and the sun, everything is just absolutely marvelous. And I thought, this is marvelous. This is great. You see, just that. I don't need anything else. You know, if I have something wonderful and beautiful to look at, I'm happy. But I choose all that stuff for myself. I choose to see the beauty in a tree. I choose to see the beauty in the sun and the moon. Oh, the moon, though. Oh, I have a great uncle. His name, Uncle John. He always called my brother and my cousin and I, the three of us lived together, he always called us lunatics. And I remember that to this day. When I look at the moon, I can see I could become a lunatic. I think the moon is mesmerizing. I think it's just the most beautiful thing. And when it's in full, oh my God, isn't it? And to think we have a planet with a moon. You know, some of those planets don't have moons. Isn't this wonderful that we have a moon? You know? I get thrilled with it. I think, oh, that's nice. I couldn't think of that kind of stuff, you know? And man thinks that they could reproduce this earth? I don't think so. I don't think so. There's a power behind this and a wisdom and an intelligence behind this earth that we will never be able to figure out. Never be able to figure out. Did I tell you this story about DDT, that horrible stuff that they used to have as a insecticide? Mm-hmm. They had to get rid of it because it did so much damage. Well, they were seeing what the effects of DDT was in the world, and they put balloons of some sort in the water, in the ocean. And they would travel. You know, all the oceans are connected. And they would travel. But what they discovered was that there's a current at the bottom of the ocean that moves very slowly. It brings the cold water and the hot water to keep the temperature steady. Now, here's the blower, or the kicker, whatever you call it, blows my mind every time. That current that goes the whole through all the oceans and around to do all that takes 2,000 years to complete. That current takes 2,000 years to make a complete vision. Now, who can think of something like that? If you built, you know, Earth and you had an ocean, do you think somebody in the room would say, I think we ought to put a current down there that takes 2,000 years to circulate? We couldn't think of that, could we? I don't think the most intelligent person could think of that kind of stuff. They couldn't. So you have to, if for no other reason, you have to think, well, there must be something that I don't understand going on here. And I'm choosing to see it or hear it or feel it. I'm choosing that. And when I hear things like that, I file them away in my mind because it gives me great joy to think, oh my God, a current that takes 2,000 years. It's amazing. The same way.
How did they ever discover?
Yes, and they wouldn't have discovered except for DDT. So we're here again. We're always discovering more about this Earth than we know. It's a wonderful, wonderful planet. Some people call it the jewel in the whole universe, and it is. We don't know if there's life in any of those other planets. We have no idea, but we know we have it. So let's choose to keep this Earth beautiful instead of drilling it to death and whatever else they're doing all the time to this Earth. We live here. It's our home. The ancients knew that. They called it Mother Earth. They called it Mother Earth. I think it's the Aborigines thought that stones became people. Anyway, there's a mystery that is wonderful out there. Choose to see the mystery. Choose to see the whole thing. How anyone can live their life without realizing how wonderful it is, how mysterious it is. You see? I don't know how people do that. They choose to see things in a completely different way than I see them. You know? We have so many beautiful things on this planet. We have to choose to see them. We have to choose to see them. And some people will do it, some people won't. Some people have a completely different idea of what life is. Not that I know what life is. I have not a clue. And no one else does either. If they tell you, oh, this is life. No, please. No one knows that. It's a combination of so many different things, you see. Combination of so many different things. I'll tell you one other thing that always turns me on. When a fetus is inside the womb, all of a sudden, as the heart is forming, it will start to beat. There's not one scientist or one doctor in the whole world that knows why that happens or how that happens. I always think it's the touch of God touches it and it decides to beat. But no one knows why the heart spontaneously starts to beat. It forms so far, and then you get a heartbeat. And that heartbeat, they say, if you really listen to it, you can do that, you know, by turning your ear on the pillow at night time. You hear the throbbing of your heart. Mm-hmm. That's the rhythm of the universe, people. Mm-hmm. That is the rhythm of the universe. So choose to hear that too. Choose all these things. It's just, it's unlimited what you can choose. But the main thing to remember is what? If the choice you make, you don't like, you do not have to live with it. You can choose again. You can choose again. And we have to remember that. But somewhere, they got stuck. When I say they, I mean those. Well, I'll use where I came from. You know, it was the whole idea. You made your bed, now you must lie in it. You made your bed, now you must lie in it. And I'm teaching you, you can remake the bed anytime you want. You can choose something new. You can choose something different. So learn to choose and then choose again. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And therein's the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Choose and choose again.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make absolute sense.